The Bible says that you're dead in sins and trespasses, and that the dead know nothing. Okay, then what?
Scour news reports for new developments.
Oh, yeah. We should scour news reports when the Vatican is the one that's controlling the news. And we should believe what they say. Anybody today, they took a poll to find out how many people believed what they hear on the news, and 99% of the people said they didn't. So the 1% that be watching the news and believe what it says have to be stark idiots. Okay, then what?
In Israel, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon.
Oh, that we have to go over there and listen to it in Lebanon and Jordan? Okay, well, I have to book resume, but they won't let me have a passport. So I guess I, isn't that something? Why will they not let me have a passport? Okay, then what else?
If possible, work to form interfaith ministries or social clubs.
Oh, social clubs. How about health clubs? Interfaith. In other words, if they're Christians, the Lord forbids you to have interfaith organizations where, like, you can take any Catholic diocese and in them is the Jewish Defense League. They share the same office with each other. To them, it doesn't make any difference what religion you are, even if you are a Satan worshiper. Just don't you be one of those born-again Christians or one of those Alamoites, because those are the worst, the ones that really know God and tell people about God the right way. So make some kind of a thing, you know, get a few Muslims together and a few Christians and mix in a few Catholics, you know, intermingle with each other, and a few devil worshipers and, you know, Satan worshipers, the whole bit, and get together. And some social organizations. Social organizations. That's what we can do about this satanic thing that's happening here in the world. It's a good social organization. Does that mean that we should go down and join the PTA? Or some social club? Lonely Hearts Club? Or go play bingo or something? That's what they do. They have raffles. Okay, what else?
Work to form interfaith ministries or social clubs between Islamic and Christian communities.
Oh, we're supposed to be fraternized with Islam. Now, that's a good one. But the Lord says, don't intermingle with them. He says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, with those people. And then they're saying that we should. That's really good advice, huh? All right, then what?
Four, a new false religion.
A new one. Well, we know that they're the old false religion. So there's a new false religion they're worried about, huh? What would that be?
Matthew 24:11-16. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
Yes. Many false prophets. That's what they're going to say. They're going to call us the false prophets because they're going to say that we're saying that Christ is in us and that the prophecy where the young men, all his spirit will fall upon all men, will be poured out upon all flesh, and young men will prophesy, he will prophesy through his servants and handmaidens. Well, they'll say that that's the new false religion. The real work of the Lord, they're calling the false religion, okay? The real ones that the Lord is talking through. Everything they're saying is false. Everything they say and do is false. Then what?
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place.
They don't say what the holy place is. When you see satanic twisting of the scriptures as you see here, which is the abomination that makes everything desolate, then stand in the holy place, that means walk in the Holy Spirit. But they don't say that. That's what it means, stand in the holy place. Walk in the Holy Spirit. Because you need the Holy Spirit to reprove the world of sin, the sin of unbelief. And then also you need the Holy Spirit to guide you into everything that's right. And everything they're saying is wrong. So that is not the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's not the Comforter, is it?
No.
That doesn't comfort me at all when I know the Bible says the exact opposite of what they're saying. Okay, then what?
Whosoever readeth, let him understand.
Look, I understand very well, but I sure don't like your interpretation of this fallacy that you're preaching. I understand that too. Then what?
Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains.
Okay, this is really good. You heard me hear this. In other words, that means head for the hills, they say. But which hills? I'm confused. And then what are we going to do when we get on top of the hill? That isn't what that scripture means at all. Well, go ahead.
Billing itself as a personal potential program.
It says head for the mountains. That means that's a metaphor of nations. Be in the spiritual nation. The only one. Okay, then what else?
A new cult-like organization will emerge, promising followers material wealth and comfort in return for their eternal allegiance.
Well, that's for sure that the Vatican doesn't promise material wealth, because what they do is take the money from the poor people in Mexico and Central and South America and France and all those poverty-stricken countries, and take it and build big monasteries and line, it's not good enough that they build big monasteries, but they line the walls with gold while the people are starving to death. And they're living in cardboard boxes. I've been in Mexico where I saw people living in cardboard boxes. Has any of you people from Mexico seen that?
Yes.
Come over here and tell it. Where did you see people in Mexico? Are you Mexican?
Yes.
Okay, where did you see people living in cardboard boxes in Mexico?
In Tijuana.
Tijuana?
Yeah.
That's where I saw it too, and I saw it also in Juarez, Mexico. All right? I saw them living, the whole hills of them just living in cardboard boxes. And in Tijuana, we just put a bathroom in a person's house over there because they're just distributing our literature, and they were living on a bare floor. We put brand new beds. They were sleeping on bare ground. We put beds and all sorts of things in their house to make it more comfortable for them. That's Catholic countries. You don't see that. Every one of our people sleep in beds, right?
Right.
They have bathrooms in our houses.
Yes.
Every one of them?
Yes.
And we have refrigerators with food in them?
Yes.
Do any of you have to sleep in a cardboard box over here?
No.
Well, why would you, if you were of the Lord, do you think that the Lord, did you ever see in the Bible where the Lord or any of the prophets built big monasteries and then gathered lots of gold and placed it all over the monastery?
No.
Lined the walls with it and let people starve? Huh?
No.
I don't see it. They put some gold in the altar and stuff like that in the Old Testament. But that was back then. But that was not the way they do it. They paint the walls clear up into the cathedrals with gold, solid gold. And when people were doing that in Solomon's time, Solomon, everybody was at ease, and no one was broke, and everybody lived in good places, and they were totally filled with food all the time. And no one lived in cardboard boxes. Okay, then what?
The program will catch the public eye and spread like wildfire, infiltrating church groups and undermining religious authorities.
And who are the religious authorities? You devil-possessed cult coven leaders that fraternize with the devil churches, devil worshipers, and those that drink pig blood. And we see the Pope worship, pretending to worship with the Hare Krishnas, with their bald heads, and the Buddhists and all these people. He's got them deceived, and he wants to keep them that way. Okay, then what?
The, quote, desolation of Daniel refers to a statue of Jupiter Olympus the Romans placed in the Second Temple.
That's just so much hogwash. I mean, they don't even know how to answer that. Just to answer it would be giving credibility to it. There's nothing like that in the Bible. Then what else?
Forcing the Jews to worship their false idol.
The Jews don't worship false idols. They worship God. They don't accept the Lord Jesus. They think they're worshiping God, the real God. And because they don't accept Christ, they have no contact with him. But the ones that are noted for worshiping false gods is the you Catholics. You're the ones. You make a god, a deity out of Mary, when all she was an incubator to bring in the Messiah. And she's not deity at all. Okay, then what else?
What you can do.
Oh, what we can do about this? What? Tell me.
Warn friends of all faiths away from this new organization.
Well, we warn them about you, where God says, come out of her, my people. You're the one that sits on the where the city of the seven hills or the seven mountains. You're the Antichrist. Okay. These groups, the Buddhists and all the other ones that you worship with, they're the false religions. And the Muslims are. Okay, and then what else?
Read your Bible often.
Okay, you know, the Pope was just saying about 3 months ago that anyone that reads the Bible has got to be sick in their head. They're very stupid. Now they're telling you to read the Bible. They're the ones that had the Bible taken out of school. Now they're saying read the Bible. He's so confusing. Okay, what should we do? The Lord tells you to read the Bible. Don't listen to them. Read your Bible. Then what?
Read the Bible often to stay familiar with the truth of God's Word.
Well, they're saying that not because they know it's the end of time and that so many people's souls have been hooked on drugs and sex and pornography and all that stuff, that they know that they're never going to give it up. And so they're telling you to read the Bible now because they know that you're not going to keep the commandments. They know you're going to hell, that you've already bought their way of life. Their government has brought the drugs into this country, and they're the ones that are allowing, because they control the news media, they're the ones that are allowing pornography to be on television and on magazine stands and in porn shops all over the world. And so they know they've got most of the people in the world hooked on drugs, alcohol, booze, porn magazines poured onto the internet and on the satellites. They know they've got it. Now they can say, read your Bible stuff. And they've preached it in the schools and contaminated and corrupted the souls of the children there. So that they know when you're corrupted, you can take a car. If you live near the sea, pretty soon, in a year or two, the underpinning of the car, the chassis, is all eaten up in the rust. Nothing, you can do nothing with a car like that because it's already corroded and corrupted. Pornography and all that sort of thing corrupts a person's soul. And they know they've got everybody fantasizing about having sexual relationships of all different kinds in their minds, and they know that their minds are totally corrupt, and they're not going to pay any attention to what the Bible says. So now they can say the devil, after they know that you're lost, can tell you to go and read the Bible. Read it often. Okay, then what?
And if you notice the Prophet Hungry program at work in your church, head for the hills.
Yeah, that's what really puzzles me. I just can't figure out what hill that I should run for. Okay, and should we take all of those dried beef jerky and canned meats and stuff with us or what? And how long do we stay on the hill? Head for the hills. Oh, boy. What advice? That's what we're supposed to do, though. Okay, then what?
5. Asteroid Wormwood. Revelation 8:11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Yeah, the Bible says that. But let's see how they twist it down.
Astronomers scanning the skies this September will be surprised to find a tiny new heavenly body traveling along an orbit that will bring it on a collision course with the Earth.
Now, that's been going on for years, and I wrote about it about 7 years ago. Okay, and they just probably found one of my tracks on the street or on their windshield under the wiper blades, and then they said, oh man, let's put this in the Star magazine. Okay, and tell them that God told this senile, old, rickety, eaten-up, devil-possessed Pinky that that Lord come and told him about it. Okay, then what?
Although the chunk of ice and dust will initially be judged too small to present a serious danger to the planet, it will turn out to contain toxic chemicals that will eventually poison the oceans and pollute the water table.
Okay, so the remedy he has for that is go down to the hardware store and get you a dust mask to put over your nose so these toxic poisons don't kill you. Isn't that nice? You can this is God pouring out his wrath on the earth, and you're going to save yourself by going to get a stinking nose, something to put over your nose. Oh my God, you know, I can't believe, you know, how anyone could believe this stupidity. Let me hear some more of that trash.
Over several days, millions will fall victim to asteroid poisoning.
Oh, well, it doesn't say asteroid poisoning. It says that this thing is going to come down, this big meteorite, and smash into the sea and cause tidal waves that are going to be very high. It's going to be like a mountain coming down, and it's going to kill one-third of the people in the sea, and it's going to kill lots of people, see, like one-third of the Earth population, a billion people. And those billion people are not, it's not going to do them any good to put one of these dust masks over their face, because we're just going to see about 2 billion people laying on the ground with dust masks on their faces, with jugs of water and some potted meat around them, laying on their chests. But they'll be on the hills. The Bible doesn't say that at all, okay? God, if the Lord said to go down and get dust masks, I'd be the first one down there. I'd be buying them up right now, or to get potted meat and beef jerky. All right, what else?
But many more will die.
Yes, many more will. One-third of the Earth population, just from one plague alone. Okay, and let's not talk about the hailstones and the fire that's going to come down from heaven. Okay, then what?
What you can do.
Oh, we can do something about that. Listen to this. Listen. This is real choice.
Collect a few large water containers and fill them as soon as you hear the asteroid has been spotted.
Well, how are we going to do that? If we're up on the hill, we got to carry all that water up there? Or just we could fill our bathtubs and have two or three people haul the bathtubs up there. Boy, are you talking about sound advice, huh? You know that a moron wrote this article. He was more off than he was on, I'll tell you that. Okay, then what?
Make sure each member of your household has at least 1 gallon per day for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, but what do we do for baths? Where you use half of it to drink and half to bathe. 1 gallon a day for 2 weeks?
Yes.
Well, the Lord, what do we do after 2 weeks? You think that's all it's going to last is 2 weeks? The Lord doesn't say that. It's an ongoing thing. All right, what else?
Number 6, War of Babylon. Revelation 17, 3 and 5. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast.
Yeah, that's, you know, the false church, the one that they are putting all this garbage out. That it is thee. Thou art the one. Then what?
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots.
Yeah. And that she sits in the city of the seven hills, which is Rome. You can go down to the travel agency and say, I'd like a ticket to the city with the seven hills or seven mountains, and or to the travel agency, and they'll slap a ticket on there to for Rome. That's where she sits, is the whore sits there on the in Rome. So that kind of points the finger at them, the ones that wrote this article. Then what?
A devastating bombing in October will signal the beginning of a bloody wave of terrorists.
Okay, now they're predicting in October that there's going to be a devastating bombing. Know that it's them that's doing it. They wouldn't be predicting such things. And they want to bomb, make a bomb kill a bunch of people just to prove that they're prophets. But they're just prophesying something that they're planning to do. It's just like a bunch of gangsters saying, we're going to rob a certain bank in Los Angeles on October. And then they go and rob it. You know, they're going to bomb people. They're just right out telling you that they're going to kill a bunch of people. Bombings. Know that these are not coming from the Lord, the bombings. The Lord doesn't say that that's part of his wrath. That's them. They're prophesying it. Just telling us what they're going to do. They think we're too stupid to know that they're the ones going to do it. They're not prophesying from the Lord. They're prophesying what they're going to do. They can't prophesy from the Lord because the spirit of prophecy is not in them. Okay, then what?
A devastating bombing in October will signal the beginning of a bloody wave of terrorist violence.
They are the terrorists. Okay, then what?
American political leaders will be killed.
Okay, so they're planning, boy, all you people in government better watch out, because the Pope right there is saying he's going to kill a bunch of you so that he can prove that he's a prophet. Well, if I was Bush, I'd resign immediately. Okay, then what?
Along with government workers and ordinary civilians.
If I was a government worker, I would immediately resign. Because it's for sure he's going to kill a bunch of you. Just to prove that he's a stinkpot is a prophet. Okay, then what?
In November, the campaign of fear will be revealed as the work of a secret military alliance between the impoverished Russian Confederation of States, the Red Beast, and oil-rich Iraq.
Now, the Red Beast is talking about the devil, the great red dragon, and you are the ones, you're going to have your government agencies do all these things. Terrorize people and so on. This is stuff that you've been doing for centuries. Spanish Inquisition, the Civil War, World War I and II, and all these different wars. No-win policies to kill off all the American young men in Cambodia and over in Iran, Iraq, and over in Vietnam, Korea. All those wars were created by you people. Okay, then what?
Revelation 13 describes the beast as having the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion, the ancient symbol of Iraq.
I'm sure it's just the opposite of what you say. Rome was a lion and an eagle. And, I just don't even get in. That's just put in there to just throw people. Okay, what else?
But the agreement unravels catastrophically as Russia bombs Iraq.
Any bombings that's coming from Russia will be ordered from the Vatican. There isn't one bombing that's going on, unless some radical does it, but the major bombing and all the things that you're predicting will come to pass because you're ordering it. Okay, then what?
Possibly with atomic weapons, burning her with fire.
Well, the Bible states that you people, the devil that is inspiring you people to do all these things is going to be thrown into hell. And the people will look upon him narrowly and say, so you are the one that destroyed the earth? Yes. But God's going to show you really how to destroy it. Your little bombs will kill a few people, but later God starts unleashing his wrath on this earth. Never before have you people been able to kill as many people as he's going to kill. 2 billion at one swat. Okay, so either you're going to be killed by the devil, and if you're one of his henchmen, political figures or something, he's going to kill you. He has no love for his own, or else he wouldn't have had him go to hell. He has no love for human beings, otherwise he wouldn't have brought narcotics and drugs into this country, nor would he have be putting cyanide gas in cigarettes and radioactive materials so that people can die on or before the age of 65 years old, most of them, so that they don't have to pay $1 trillion a year for old age benefits and Social Security benefits for the elderly. Next, please.
See Revelation 17:16. Then it says what you can do.
Oh, we're going to get some good instruction here now. What?
This fall, stay clear of airports, government buildings, or...
Because we're going to be working out there, and there's going to be a lot of litter from us litter bugs. The tracks that people are complaining about that you're warning about us are not going to be nothing in comparison to what they're going to do. They're going to blow up airports and people, at large crowds of people and so on. They're telling you that right out. This isn't God telling us about it. This is them proclaiming in hopes to persuade people that to believe that they're prophets. They're just prophesying what they're going to do. And they'll do it just to do that. Okay, then what else?
Or anywhere people gather in large groups. Do not panic. The Bible clearly...
Do not panic. Just stand there and get blown up. Okay, then what?
The Bible clearly states the righteous have no reason to fear.
Right. If you will believe the Vatican that they're going to blow all these places up, you will steer clear of them. And that will make you righteous, they're saying. Well, I would steer clear of them, but I steer clear of them all the time. Because I don't want to receive any of their false doctrine. And I wouldn't anyway, because I know what the Bible says. Then what?
Seven, environmental horror.
And what?
Environmental horror.
Horror. That word doesn't even exist once in the Bible. Environmental horror. Find it. Quickly. Then what?
Matthew 24:29-30. Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light.
It does say that in the Bible, yes. Now let's see how they twist.
And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
It does say that, yes.
A cataclysm, possibly atomic fallout, or ashes from a massive volcanic eruption, will obscure the sun with massive clouds of dust and smoke.
Oh, God is not able to do that. It has to be someone from their organization to blot out the sun. I see. God can't blot out the sun. He can do it just by one word. Okay, then what?
Factories and cars will be unable to function, and thousands of asthmatics will not survive.
Yeah, so you better go to Phoenix for your asthma. In the dry climate there is good for it. Okay, what else?
Many,
and make sure to take your beef jerky with you and your jugs of water. Yeah, and go sit yourself up on one of them hills. Now, there's a Camelback Hill over there. We suggest that you go on the top of Camelback Hill in Phoenix. So. All right, what else?
Many crops will also be adversely affected by days or weeks without light, and already chronic food shortages will become even more severe.
So we want you to what to do about that is get plenty of cans of pork and beans and also tomato products and cans of sardine and tuna fish and, you know, the other things that you like too. And also, before this happens, grow a little victory garden. Okay, what else?
Mass starvation will occur in some parts of the world. However, the faithful will be given new strength to carry on, secure in the knowledge that the second coming is at hand.
Well, even they know that it's coming in hand. Why? How do they know? Because of my the Bible and my tracts tell them that it's the end. The devil knows. How will they know if a preacher doesn't tell them? Well, we've told them, and now they know. Okay? And so now they're prophesying it. All right, what else?
What you can do.
Okay, here's what we can do. About the Lord coming back to us. Stock up your cupboards, okay?
Stockpile food, water, and battery-operated lamps for the days of darkness. If you have weak lungs, get industrial-style dust masks from your local hardware store now before it's too late.
Yes. And that way you'll be able to foil all God's attempts to kill you. God will never be able to kill you if you get an industrial strength dust mask from your local hardware store. And then if you stockpile food, you'll fool him all right. You can just put your mask and occasionally just open the mask for a second to get each spoonful of food into your mouth and pull it down quickly before any of that dust gets in there. Okay, then what?
The news is grim, the Vatican source says.
Yes, it is grim. And it's even grimmer than they're saying, because I hate to inform you, but the dust mask is not going to help you. Neither will it help you to stockpile food. Okay, then what?
But it is important not to lose hope and give in to the sins of pessimism and despair. The Pope's battle plan will work.
That's the Pope's battle plan? Oh, well, that's who it sounds like it came from. Then what?
Follow it, and you and your loved ones will survive to usher in the new age of light and life in the Bible also promises.
The Bible does not promise a new age of light and life. The Bible promises that everyone's going to be burned up to a crisp and that the earth is going to burn up. If you want to call that the new age of life and light, well, then go ahead and call it that. I'm sure it'll be lit up, but you will not be enjoying it if you're not saved. Okay? End of message. And it came out of the magazine called The Sun.
Yes.
It's one of those tabloid rag sheets that you see at the grocery stores. And the date of it is what?
July 3rd, 2001.
And if you want to go buy a copy of it yourself, we took it right out verbatim from the paper. You either have to believe the Pope or me. And anybody that's got any sense knows that the man is insane. Anybody that would twist the scriptures and come up with such bizarre things is what you can do like this, they have to be nuts. You know, it's like some third grade kid is telling you what you can do. And if you chew tobacco, you can take a few cans of snuff with you. And what's the difference? I mean, if your lungs are going to get so infested with the stuff, don't worry about the tobacco hurt yet. You don't have to worry about diet anymore either, because things aren't going to get any better. You might as well eat hot dogs and hamburgers with lots of fat in and everything. And I would suggest even more for the Pope, he could write this, that you could take some live pigs with you and put leashes on them and lead them up in the hills, so that way you've got it right on the hoof. And all that fresh meat, okay? And some matches to start a fire. All right, that's it.